Lac La Biche. Young gymnasts in the Lac La Biche area have spent years learning to jump and roll, but a recent obstacle is one they can't get around. Due to not having a place to practice, the Lac La Biche Gymnastics Society will soon be closing its doors. Since 2017, the club has been operating out of the gymnasium at the Kiwe Tin Bible Camp property located just 2 kilometers east of downtown Lac La Biche. According to Andrea Uliak, the president of the Lac La Biche Gymnastics Society, members have been advised that Kiwe Tin needs the space back for a future project. This means the gymnastics club is looking for a new facility to call home. And it hasn't been an easy search, says Uliak. I've checked out 17 different locations now, but many things need to be considered, including size, height, a separate area for birthdays, washrooms, and we need something cost-effective as we are a non-profit society, she told Lakeland this week. The last flip at the club will be of the light switches on March 12, the official last day in the current location. Until a place can be found, equipment belonging to the club will be stored off-site. Currently, the club has about 150 students attending classes and drop-ins. Uliak said the club has always had a more recreational and community focus, rather than competitive, and she's hoping some of that community focus can help them find a new home. She said many students, along with their parents, are saddened to hear that the club will be shutting down until a new place can be found. Jumping at ideas. Several postings on the club's social media pages have suggested the Bold Center would be a good fit for a permanent gymnastics area. Others have pointed to other private buildings that may consider reduced rents or leases to help the club. As the search continues, Uliak knows there has been a real need for the program, not only for the young gymnasts, but for families. This is a great place for parents to come and play with their kiddos from 18 months to 14 years of age, on a Tuesday evening or Saturday morning, giving kiddos an outlet for burning off energy and keeping active instead of playing on electronics and frying their little brains.